Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When is a clear signal that the recession is over and the stock market should see a bull market, or a stock market will turn bull? When's the recession going to be? When's the signal for the recession that is over, and what's the signal that we're going to see bull market?
Yeah, that's a great question. Number one, when the Federal Reserve stops hiking rates. So even if they pause, that's not a good enough reason. They have to stop raising rates. Number two, whenever that yield curve stops inverting. So I want everyone to put in chat in real time to do the homework. What is the most important yield curve in the bond market to measure if we have a recession? Because I want to make this more interactive this year. And if you pair two of them together, that's why I say if you trade stocks and bonds together, I talked about it on episode 70, you will know exactly where the market is going. The funny part is now when the yield curve inverted this time, the bond market fell apart with it at the same time, which normally does not happen, which leads me to the lessons that you have to always do on research and do. And any conventional wisdom does not work when there's a black swan event. So you have to be prepared. Like, even indexes, if all indexes fell at one time and the entire bond market fell and tech fell, what would you do? You have to prepare for the worst case scenario. For me, I was short all three. And I would never open up my TD Ameritrade and look at my long term until the carnage was over, right? But yield curve inverting, interest rates. And then once again, I'm keeping my eyes peeled to see when China will boom. I know they're reclassifying some of the COVID deaths to kind of play with the numbers. But if I see like K-Web and Alibaba start to go up and we have a monstrous run for like a quarter or two, then I don't know that the recession is over. Maybe we will have a short-lived recession because there's some politics behind the scenes that are stopping them from announcing it. Maybe it will be short-lived, but the Fed has to stop raising interest rates. and that yield curve has to stop inverting, and then we'll be clear.
Yeah, when we spoke, and if you're not familiar with the language of inverted yield curves and bond markets, when we sat down with Steve Leisman maybe 2 or 3 months ago, I mean, he gave a absolute masterclass on exactly how that works. But when we spoke to him, one of the things he said is about when they were going to stop raising rates, and everybody had estimated that March would be the time, and it'd probably get up to about 4.9%. And now I think they've changed that maybe at maybe 5.25%. That's so we'll see within this first quarter if that is true. And indeed, we will see an end to the raising of the rates.
So, all right. So should people be buying stocks right now?
Yes.
They should be buying stocks.
First, buy index funds. For those who don't know, and I've said it before, indexes are an all-star team. They put the best companies on the planet inside of one basket, set it and forget it. What I don't want us to do this year is overanalyze and not take enough action. Because if the net worth isn't increasing year over year, the share count isn't increasing year over year, all the information in the world does not mean anything. Now, we are back to bully ball in the market like how it was 1994, 95, 96, 99, 01, 05, 07, 08, 2013, and 2014. The companies that are really great are amazing, and the ones that are in the middle of the road or just floundering around are getting destroyed. You can only invest in quality. And we see inflation. And for the favorite book on investing, Money Master the Game, please go read it. I know it's thick, but man, it's tons of gems in there. During every 10 or 15 year period, you're going to have an increase in inflation. You cannot outrun inflation. Even for my entrepreneurs, yes, you can make a lot of money for a 5 or 10 year period, but at some point you're going to have to learn how to replicate yourself. And one of the best things that entrepreneurs can do is to put their capital from their business into companies that are better than them, ran by better management, so you can then not have to hire as many people. And if you don't invest, inflation is going to continue to creep up and kick your ass on the back end. So if inflation continues to be 6, 7, 8%, and you're going to get 10 to 12% out of an index fund at the prices in which I call, you have to have your money working for you. Please put it in chat. The job of your money is to have your money working for you to make you more money, babies.
So people should be currently investing, even though the stock market is probably going to go down. It's the
best time to buy. Everyone wants to buy it at the top, and that's the wrong time to buy.
Invest in index funds. Mm-hmm. For the long term, should they be investing in ETFs?
Yeah, if they're quality.
I'm
Vanguard biased, but...
Is QQQ a quality ETF?
Yes, but you're going to have more drawdown with QQQ. Yes.
Because it's tech heavy.
Tech heavy, yes.
Is XLY a quality ETF?
Yes, but I don't like a lot of the... The spiders are okay. I like Vanguard just because of how much control they have in the market. Like, if I can ask you, like, would you invest in the... Let me keep it clean. If you can invest in some of the founding families and founding companies of the United States of America, would you do so? Everyone usually says yes. If so, then I would focus on Vanguard. The spiders are good. XLY, solid, but I'm VOO, VTI, VGT, which is the tech index, is all you need. Sometimes we make this so complicated. It doesn't have to be. And of course, when you're in the middle of the storm, it feels like sunshine is never going to come when it's raining on you like crazy. But for those of us that have been through 2007 and 8, and if you missed any other crashes before then, 2 years later, you're always like, damn, I should have put everything into the market. It's scary while it's happening. But yes, you should invest in the long term. Minimum 5 year hold.
And even when you're down, put more money, dollar cost down. If you're down 20% on your portfolio on the S&P 500, put more in. And then you will be down maybe 10%, 15%. But the whole idea is to hold it for a long period of time.
30 years, ideally. And then also, too, if you're buying at the right prices, you shouldn't be down that much. There can be some bleeding, but if you're waiting for the right prices, especially like these decade level kind of lows that we've had, you shouldn't be down 40, 50%, 25%. But nonetheless, the number of shares plus the length of time invested is going to give you a lot more freedom. And I know it's scary. And I know some days you don't want to look at your portfolio. But this is the one thing I want to tell every entrepreneur and everyone that wants to be rich. The person that sticks to the plan the longest usually wins the most. Everyone can have a hot, you know, year or hot 3 months. And this is why, I mean, we even talked about it behind the scenes. Like even with the show, like I never led based on whatever the topic was. I always went based off principle. Because if that was the case, like last year would have been all about NFTs and crypto. And the year before that would have been all options. Like when you go study the entire history of an asset class, private equity is going to get banged up this year. Pretty bad. But if you invest in private equity and hold some quality companies, SpaceX, like, and you hold it for a few years, you'll be A-okay. This is a game that goes to those that are patient and that can hold for half of a decade or a decade or longer. And it's not fun. But when you get freedom and you're able to provide for your family without thinking about it, it is a hell of a feeling. Please, everyone, put in chat, I'm here for the long term to get rich. We can't talk about generational wealth and we're scared to hold for 4 or 5 years. It's impossible. It is impossible.
All right.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
F*** a mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.